Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, May 17th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Anti-conversion laws could be overturned in India. Prisoners in the United States could be supernaturally reformed. And a scripture project celebrates success in Mexico. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in India, where ministry leaders are calling last week's election results nothing short of miraculous. The radical Hindu ruling party, known as the BJP, was unexpectedly defeated. It appears that Sonia Gandhi, with the Congress Party, will be named Prime Minister. President of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan.
If that be the case, what does that mean for Christian work or these anti-conversion laws? I believe they're going to throw it out and they're going to change this kind of approach to oppress minorities and cause difficulties for Christian missionaries and workers who are trying to help the nation.
While the election is good news for the future, Yohannan believes short term it's not.
We may have greater persecution launched by the localized fundamentalist sex groups. And I'm telling our people, be prepared to lay down your life, because Congress being in power never means persecution will decrease.
Meanwhile, there are 1.2 billion people without clean, safe drinking water, and many of them live in India. That's why Living Water International is involved in that Hindu nation. Living Water's president, Jerry Wiles, says many Indians aren't allowed access to water.
In many areas, especially in the rural areas, Christians are denied access to the community water supply. But we're able to work with a Christ group or a small church plant. We will work with them in drilling a water well. They freely share their water with the other religions, which really opens the door for the gospel.
This oppression isn't expected to change with government leadership. Wiles says that's why more wells are needed.
We've done well over 100 water projects in India. Of course, the need is vast, and we have many other requests to do water projects. We can drill a water well for about $1,200.
Your gift could make an eternal difference in the lives of thousands. You're listening to Mission Network News. Elsewhere in India, Audio Scripture Ministries continues to report encouraging growth. In parts of that country, there is an unusual freedom distributing God's Word in audio. Church leaders are excited about having recently recorded the Gospel of Mark in the Arula language. This is the only translated portion available in the Arula language. In addition to the Gospel of Mark, some songs and Bible stories were recorded. Pray that the political and religious situations would allow this freedom to continue. Meanwhile, it's a group of people that are sometimes forgotten by Christians. Some believe they're unable to be reformed through normal means. We're talking about criminals in the prison system. Book of Hope International is developing material to help reform them in a supernatural way. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins.
In conjunction with Prison Fellowship, we've created a Book of Hope special edition. The English edition is now completed and available. And in fact, Florida is a pilot program where they will be distributing 25,000 copies to the prison population in Florida.
The plan is to translate this special version into multiple languages, but that may have to wait a while.
As soon as we can get funding, hopefully we can roll out the program in other states and around the world to reach the prisoners of the world. Just 33 cents puts the Book of Hope into the hands of one of those prisoners.
The project would be a great ministry opportunity for Sunday school classes. And finally, the Bible League is celebrating the success of Project Philip Monterey. This two-year scripture placement project was designed to further develop the Bible League's ministry in Monterey, Mexico. Original goals were to place 500,000 specially designed and easy-to-read Spanish New Testaments. Final totals exceeded that goal by several thousand. Church leaders say the discipleship process in Latin America takes about 2 years, so they expect continued results. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term mission trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.